This is the Tech Talk Podcast from RNIB. Understanding microphone mathematics.
Understanding microphone mathematics. Now, anyone who knows me really well will tell you that I've always been fascinated with recording, whether that be on mini discs or Sony Walkman Pros when cassettes were in the rage, or on Olympus recorders, and wondered what recordings would be like on the iPhone. How complicated, I wondered, would recording be on the iPhone? Well, it doesn't have to be. Yes, there are apps you can buy with lots of rich features that you can use, but the two apps that I'd like to discuss today aren't complicated, are easy to use, and work extremely well with VoiceOver. The first has been specifically made with VoiceOver in mind, and that's called Pocket Recorder. Let's launch it.
Pocket Recorder. Actions available.
I will double tap to launch it.
Pocket Recorder. Record button.
Now, the good thing about this app is when you're recording with the iPhone, and if you haven't got headphones connected, no audible VoiceOver output will be heard on the recording. So let's double tap to start recording and see what happens.
Double tap to stop.
Okay, so you've heard that bleep, so that tells you that the recording is being made. I will just double tap to stop that recording.
Stop recording. Edit recording title. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
What's that wanting me to do is put a name for the recording in here, but I don't really need to do that, so I just flick to the left.
Done editing title. Button.
And double tap here.
Done editing title. Edit recording title. 13, April 06, 11:58 PM. Text field.
Okay, now I can flick to play.
7 seconds, 8, edit record, play, button.
And double tap here.
Play, back button.
Okay, so you've heard that bleep, so that tells you that the recording is being made. And I will double tap to stop it. Now, you can share that recording with anyone you like via email, or you can link the app to Dropbox, and that basically allows you to store any recordings you make within a designated folder within the Dropbox app to find them for later on. You can do what you like with them then. So the last app I'd like to discuss is something called Just Press Record, and that is really, really easy to use. Okay, so let me find this app.
Just Press Record.
Double tap to launch.
Welcome to Just Press Record. You can use a two-finger double tap to start and stop recording at any time. VoiceOver will be disabled while recording. Record button.
Okay, I'm going to do what I'm told for once and use two fingers quickly in the middle of the screen, anywhere in the middle of the screen actually, and just double tap to record. Now you've heard that bleep, that tells me that the recording commenced, and you do the same thing to stop the recording. Now the interesting thing about this app is that you can get it to transcribe the recording into text if you want to, or you can simply play it, or you can share recordings with people via email if you want to. So those are two easy to use apps, which I think aptly demonstrates that recording on the iPhone isn't convoluted. It doesn't have to be frustrating. It doesn't have to be complicated in any way. So it may encourage you, I hope, to do recordings of your own and send them in to us. So happy recording, folks. Enjoy.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.